Johnson and Pat. Please do watch over Lucy and Lynn. I love them and miss them, but I have a job to perform before I come home. Now, I don't know whether you ought to, I don't want to influence it. It's certainly not anything for taking away from any duty. If this, he seems to feel, or I heard on a tape last night, he sent Lucy, that Chuck's out there in combat every day, and he's not in any danger at all. He's sitting back at a nice air base. And I think he just kind of feels, if just to be honest with you, that the other brother is doing more than he is. And of course he is. He's lost 50 men in his company, and he's fighting every day. And I don't know whether one of these loadmasters, whether he can be a, I think Cross said he'd just be a stevedore. But he's strong and tough, and he's got a college graduate education, and we've got to deal with him, and he's just miserable, not doing anymore.
He gets shot up every once in a while, those 123s also.
Yeah.
You remember up the, we lost a few up there at Quezon. But I
what
think
do you think
be,
about it?
I think he'd be much more satisfied in doing that.
Well, why don't you look into it and see if they, I guess they, I think that he saw Momar. Momar told him he's going to prove it. Somebody looked at it, that you might look into it. I don't want to sign him to something and feel I shot him. At the other time, I don't want him to feel like I'm protecting him. I just don't want to have anything to do with it. But the boy is a real conscientious kid. His brother spent a year. Brother spent a year on 881 out there as a Marine. Now his brother-in-law is 10 miles southwest of Da Nang in combat every day.
Yes, sir.
I imagine he just feels like that he's going to come back and they're going to say, well, you never did get away from whatever that base is he is.
Cameron Bay.
Cameron Bay. I imagine he's just a little embarrassed. And then being in the National Guard, you know, too, I guess he's got a little complex. And they wrote about him a good deal of publicity. And then he got... So I think if you think he wouldn't endanger the crew and would be safe, could learn anything. He's smart, and I believe he works hard. I got a letter today from Congressman Murphy. And he's with us. And some fella that he had met out there, on one of his trips, his graduate West Point, said, I don't know what you think about our president, but he got a sure as hell got a good son-in-law. Said he works well and is a regular Joe.
Well, he is. I think he's a great guy. I'll take care of it, Mr. President. It's no problem at all, and I'm sure he'd find it much more interesting than what he's doing.
Well,
now, that business of going into an air rescue helicopter, that does require a lot of training.
Cross thought he might endanger the rest of them without any training.
In a rescue helicopter.
Yeah. He said the others would have to carry him if he wasn't trained for it, and he hadn't had survival training.
It takes a lot of training. And
does this require survival training, the 330, 120, whatever it is?
No, 123. No, sir. I don't think that they can give him survival training out there, but the survival training that you do in an air rescue helicopter is you also have to have a little medical a background, a little medical training, so you can administer first aid on the ground if you need to. And those people really get shot up, Mr. President. They go in and pick up these kids who've been shot down, you know, in North Vietnam. I'd suggest let's let him go to this 123.
Okay, you go ahead and do it. You know we're going to make you stay a while.
Well, that's perfectly satisfactory to me, Mr. President. And
I hate to make you stay longer than I do, but I sure want you every goddamn minute I can get you.
Well, I appreciate it. I really
you're
do
my favorite.
It.
You're my favorite chief of staff, and I'm mighty proud of you. I'll never forget that speech you made after the hearing up there for the committee, so I don't bother you much, but I thought I would read you this letter, and you look into it, and don't get me involved. Don't involve yourself, and do whatever's right.
I'll take care of it, Mr. President. And again, I want to thank you for your confidence that you've expressed.
I've always had it. Arkansas and Texas are pretty close.
I think it's the best thing for the Air Force, too, during this turnover period.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it is.
Okay, sir. Bye. Thank you a lot, Mr.
You let me know when this goes through.
I will, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.